Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Center to set up four integrated aquaparks in Northeast, including one in Nagaland. Nagaland records highest ever monthly GST collection of 122 crore rupees in April 2025. CNCCI calls off shutdown after positive government response. And Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says India aims to become food basket of the world. Now the news in detail. The central government is setting up four integrated aquaparks in the northeast, including one in Nagaland. The other states are Assam, Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura. This is part of a larger plan to set up 11 aquaparks across the country, incorporated with fish farming infrastructure, cold chain logistics and other facilities, union fisheries, animal husbandry and dairying. Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh announced after laying the foundation stone for the aquapark in Agartala, Tripura yesterday.
देश में 11 इंटीग्रेटेड पार्क सैंक्शन किया है जिसमें चार नॉर्थ ईस्ट त्रिपुरा में है आसाम में है नागालैंड में है और अरुणाचल प्रदेश और नॉर्थ ईस्ट में सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट पूरे स्टेट गवर्नमेंट के साथ मिलकर फिश प्रोडक्शन को बढ़ाने के लिए और सेल्फ सफिशिएंट स्टेट को बनाने के लिए जो भी हो सकता है हम लोग करेंगे.
The minister noted large demands for fish in the northeast and emphasized the region's untapped potential in fish production. The initiative aims to make the region self-sufficient in fish production. Nagaland collected goods and services tax GST amounting to 122 crore rupees in April 2025, the highest ever for the state in any month since the implementation of the tax regime in July 2017. The April 2025 collection represents a significant increase of 41.8% from the 86 crore rupees collected in April 2024. As of April 2025, the taxpayer base in Nagaland stood at 11,019 with 4,432 under the central GST authorities and 6,587 under the state GST authorities. Meanwhile, the All India GST collection reached an all-time high of 2.37 lakh crore rupees in April 2025, reflecting a 12.6% year-over-year increase. The central GST Dimapur Commissionerate has invited stakeholders to visit its GST help desk or Seva Kendra for any GST-related queries. In a major crackdown on tax evasion, the anti-evasion unit of Central GST Commissionerate Dimapur has recovered 35 crore rupees in GST dues from MS Nagami Infratech Private Limited. The amount includes 31.5 crore rupees in cash and 3.5 crore rupees through input tax credit. According to an official press release, the recovery followed an investigation into the Dimapur-based firm for non-payment of GST for financial years 2023-24 and 2024-25. With this, the total GST payment of the firm has reached 40 crore rupees till date. The Confederation of Nagaland Chamber of Commerce and Industry, CNCCI, has called off its indefinite voluntary shutdown of businesses across 9 districts. In a press conference today, CNCCI President Dr. Kekuga Muru said the agitation has been withdrawn following an assurance from the state government to include one representative each from the 9 districts' Chamber of Commerce. Earlier, normal life was affected in the commercial hub of the state where all business establishments downed their shutters. The shutdown had commenced today over the state government's failure to provide a clear timeline for including business community nominees in urban local bodies. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that a nationwide campaign, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue until 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said the campaign will run in 723 districts across the country and reach nearly 1.5 crore farmers. He said a team of scientists will visit nearly 65,000 villages to train farmers in practical and scientific farming techniques.
इस अभियान में हम 2,170 टीमें बना रहे हैं वैज्ञानिकों की. इसमें कम से कम चार साइंटिस्ट एक टीम में होंगे. इन वैज्ञानिकों के साथ जोड़ेंगे हम यूनिवर्सिटीज को, कॉलेजेज को, राज्य सरकार के अमले को, केंद्र की पूरे कृषि विभाग की टीम को, प्रगतिशील किसानों को, एफपीओज को, और ये टीम एक जिले में तीन टीमें जाएगी. देश तीनों टीम का क्षेत्र बटा रहेगा कितने गाँव में जाएगी. हर एक टीम जिस एक गाँव में जाएगी वहाँ 5 से लेकर 10 गाँव के किसान वहाँ आएंगे. एक कार्यक्रम सवेरे करेगी, एक कार्यक्रम शाम को करेगी. दोपहर के भोजन के समय भी किसानों से कहीं संवाद हो सकता है.
The minister said agriculture remains the backbone of the Indian economy, providing livelihood to nearly half the population and forming the foundation of the country's food security. Mr. Chauhan highlighted that India aims to become the food basket of the world. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Operation Sindoor marks a bold and strategic response by India against terror elements operating from across the border. It highlighted the precision, planning and resolve of the Indian Armed Forces. As the nation stands united in pride, citizens from all corners are saluting the courage of the men and women in uniform. A citizen from Mocha expresses her gratitude.
Operation Sindoor made us feel proud and united as a country. It showed how brave our soldiers are. We felt safe and trusted our army more. We thank our soldiers for protecting us.
Operation Sindoor is a powerful reminder to the bravery and dedication of the armed forces. Their unwavering courage and commitment to safeguarding the nation continue to inspire and reassure us all. In a significant verdict, the Supreme Court today held that all High Court judges, including additional judges, will be entitled to full pension and retirement benefits. The top court said former Chief Justices of High Courts will get 15 lakh rupees per annum as pension. Observing that denial would amount to violation of right to equality under Article 14 of the Constitution, a Supreme Court bench said full pension will be paid to all, irrespective of when they were appointed and whether they retired as additional judges or were later made permanent. The bench said discriminating among judges based on the timing of their appointment or their designation violates this fundamental right. The top court said families of deceased additional high court judges are also entitled to the same pension and retirement benefits as families of permanent judges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 25th May. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program, a report.
People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the Mann Ki Baat program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 23rd of this month. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Dimapur District Congress Committee, DDCC, has voiced serious concern over alleged irregularities in the Dimapur Town Hall project and implementation of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, PMAY, citing inadequate responses received through the RTI Act. Addressing a press conference today, DDCC President Kutoho Chishi said the information lacked clarity and failed to address key issues. He reiterated earlier allegations of fund misuse in the construction of town halls and criticized the state government's in action despite a follow-up letter to the chief secretary sent on April 4.
RTI lagaise idea tai khan laga reply am khan paigena RTI system te satisfied panai public crowd pra iniga itudu no hoy mistik ase why nimti hi ami kan to public nimte fight kurje excessive amount town hall laga all four manu sabada laga aro naga manu unimaginable laga kam kurai nimte ami kan to issue touch kurje.
Mr. Chishi also pointed to large-scale discrepancies in the PMAY scheme, claiming that unauthorized deductions ranging from 18,000 to 27,000 rupees are being made from funds in several villages. He condemned these practices and called for full disclosure from the departments concerned. Mr. Chishi also urged for setting up an independent committee to investigate the alleged irregularities and appealed to the public to support the call for accountability. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Center to set up four integrated aquaparks in the northeast, including one in Nagaland. Nagaland records highest ever monthly GST collection of 122 crore rupees in April 2025. CNCCI calls off shutter down after positive government response. And Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says India aims to become food basket of the world. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.